Hello, I'm Veronica Scaresbrick, joining Emma McCarthy, who tells me she had to battle her way into one of the meetings of the First Apostolic Congress on Divine Mercy, currently taking place here in Rome, which began on Wednesday, 2nd of April, to coincide with the third anniversary of the death of Pope John Paul II. I say she had to battle her way in simply because attendance is high. More than 10,000 participants from all over the world are currently in Rome to take part in this event. But let's listen to Ema's report.
We have all been recipients in one way or another of Christ's divine mercy, and Asia's teeming millions place their trust in God's compassion. That was Archbishop Orlando Quevedo's message to a packed Santa Maria degli Angeli, home to the thousands of English-speaking participants in the first World Apostolic Congress on Divine Mercy. On Thursday, the congregation reflected how devotion to divine mercy has caught the imagination of the global church, with delegates from the US, Britain, Nigeria, Malaysia, Korea, Japan, China, India and Indonesia, but by far the largest groups drawn from Ireland and the Philippines. Monsignor Ramirez accompanied a group from the Philippines and explains why divine mercy has a special Asian dimension.
The Asian religions, the Buddhists, the Muslims, the Christians, we all give emphasis to mercy and compassion. No? So it's a common aspect of our religions together.
Elaborating on this theme, Archbishop Quevedo pointed out that God has particular compassion for the poor and that the continent of Asia is home to two-thirds of the world's needy. He said divine mercy quenches Asian thirst for God's love, that it calls Asians to communion and to mission. In his address, Father Groeschel reflected on what he called the spiritual revolution of divine mercy, particularly in Western society of the last century.
It's been a century of tyrants, like Hitler and Stalin, Mao Zedong. And in the midst of this, we have this humble little Polish nun, a mystic, unaware of all these world trends, speaking about mercy.
Father Groeschel referred to the effect of divine mercy on believers in terms of positive psychology and as the church's greatest treasure because, he said, it draws people to love God rather than fear him. Father Groeschel also addressed concerns regarding the morally permissive nature of today's society, where people believe that there is a place for everyone in God's grace regardless of their moral conduct.
Well, that's the idea of presumption. And many people who are critical of divine mercy, devout Catholics, criticize it for that reason. They think it leads to subjectivism or lack of morality. The actual fact is that a person aware of and responding to the mercy of God will do it with gratitude and obedience.
Reflections and discussions continue throughout Friday and Saturday in churches across Rome, focusing on divine mercy and communion. The Congress concludes with Mass on Sunday morning.
My thanks there to Ema McCarthy for bringing us this report on the First Apostolic Congress on Divine Mercy, currently taking place here in Rome. Thanks for listening. I'm Veronica Scaresbrick.